This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Phone lines are packed. I'm eating. Shout out to Wildcard Scotty. Brought in Shake Shack. Looks like B's eating. What do you got down there, B?
Oh, man. Brad did some smothered chicken with some green beans and rice.
Now you're talking.
Nice.
B, how upset are you? You're missing Wildcard Scotty's in-studio visit.
Man, you know, I wish I was there. What is this Scotty asking Jab about doing a radio show?
That was off air. If anybody's watching on the stream, for about the last 3 minutes, I had to cut my mic on and off because I was like in between some stomach gesticulations, but I think I'm good to go. We're ready to rock. all right, Brian. Phone lines are packed. We're going to keep it going, man. Just asking folks what their favorite sports movies are. I'm not here to tell you you're wrong or right. Like Moondog says, The Natural is the best baseball movie ever. I like The Natural. You ever see that one, B?
Huh?
A lot of people are talking about Slapshot, which is this old school hockey movie with Paul Newman. It's a great movie. It's funny. It's good. I like it.
Slapshot?
You ever see it?
I never seen it. I heard about it, but I never seen it.
All right, let's see what Paul in DC has to say. What's up, Paul?
Paul, what's up?
Paul, you there, dude? All right. Paul's going back on hold. I'm starting to think Strober's less competent than Jeff Walker. I'm going to be honest with you. That is not necessarily what anybody wants to hear, but
I'm just doing my job,
when
man.
When Jeff puts people on hold and then I pod them up, they generally speak. We're going to try again. Rodney is in Bowie. What's up, Rodney?
What up, Rod? Hey, what's up, fellas? Remember the Titans is kind of number one for personal reasons. I had two uncles that played on that team. They went to T.C. Williams, Earl Cook and Frankie Glasgow.
All right.
So I love that one for personal reasons. But He Got Game is a good one.
Yeah.
And a side note to He Got Game, which I just found this out, they did an interview with Spike Lee, and Spike Lee said in the script, Ray was supposed to win 11-0, but no one knew that Denzel Washington went home to practice. He went against the script. He didn't tell anybody. He said, I'm not losing 11-0. I can't go back to Mount Vernon, New York, and let this dude beat me 11-0. So in the middle of filming, he said Ray Allen tried to call a timeout, and Spike Lee said, I don't know what to tell you, man. but that was a funny part of He Got Game.
I saw that on TV one day, dog. They were talking about that.
Yeah, I think Spike Lee recently told that story or something. Yeah. Maybe it was during one of the NBA playoff games. Thanks for the call, Rodney. Yeah, good call, man.
All right. Yeah.
Have a great 4th of July.
That's cool, man. Hey, Love and Basketball is a good one, too.
Yeah. above the rim. Remember that?
Yeah.
And the dude, like, what? I can't remember the dude's name. Not Tupac, the other guy that's like playing basketball in like a suit, and then he's playing basketball in jeans and Tim's. Like, it was just like, can we not get this guy some sneakers? let's keep these phone lines going. Pat is in Mechanicsville. What's up, Pat?
What's up, man? Hey, I'm going to just give you a piece of advice. Don't quit your day job, brother.
Who, me?
You. You, for sure. Thing.
Hey, I like a movie called Coach Carter.
Coach Carter's good. Samuel L.?
Yeah, man.
I got to put this dude.
You got to get that one. Oh, you know what? Did anybody say Sandlot? My buddy just texted that to me.
Oh, yeah. Sandlot was great, man.
Yeah.
A lot of people are into that one. Tin Cup, I think you said
Sandlot,
that.
Sandlot the one with the big old dog or something like that?
Yeah, the Beast.
Yeah.
Benchwarmers.
Benchwarmers. Is that the camp?
Nah, the baseball one. You know what I'm talking about? Where it's like in the neighborhood?
David Spade's in it.
I don't think so. Maybe I do.
That's really funny.
All right, Strober, I know you're dying. Give us your list.
Yeah, he probably got a whole 100 movies.
Nah, I literally was just going to tell you Benchwarmers, then for a serious movie, 42.
42 is really good.
Oh, yeah.
That's it. That's my list.
Yeah. That was good. What about you, White Brian?
Basketball deserves a mention. It's a great movie.
I doubt B's ever heard of Basketball.
What's Basketball?
Invincible is another good one.
Tell B about Basketball.
It's the creators of South Park, and they create a game called Basketball. And it's just South basketball, Park, but you run the bases cartoon. Like you're playing baseball.
The South Park cartoon?
Yeah.
Yeah, the two guys that created it.
So they created this movie. So the movie was funny?
Yeah. It's a great movie.
All right. I got one that we missed that is great. Cool Runnings.
Oh, yeah.
The Jamaican bobsled team. That's a great movie.
Oh, yeah.
Feel the rhythm. Feel the ride. Get on up. It's bobsled time. I thought Ali with Will Smith was pretty good.
Yes. That was a damn good movie. Will played his ass off in that one.
Yo, the scene where he's dead broke and on the subway, like the above ground subway in New York, is just like, God, how did it get like this? You know what I mean?
Man. You know what? It's like, it's just you know, I was, while Terry, somebody sent me this picture that Terry Crews had drawn for me.
Yeah.
And I sent it to Terry, and I say, a young T. Crews. And he was like, man, I haven't seen that picture in all these years, man. And he told his story in his post. And I told him, I said, people always see the success. They never see the struggle. And I think a lot of these movies we've named, if we think about most of them, that was some struggle in there where people had to overcome something for the movie to make the best at the end.
Totally.
So,
well, you know, I mean, be a great example of that, of just somebody having to overcome something. I just got this sent to me from Sports Grumpy. He said, best basketball movie ever, Air Bud.
Air Bud?
Yeah, you don't remember Air Bud?
No.
It's about a dog that becomes a basketball player?
No, dog.
You don't remember that?
No, I don't remember that.
I'll just read you from IMDb.
I probably would have taken that completely off of my list if I was saying, no, I've never heard of this movie.
Diffident in the wake of his father's death, high schooler Josh struggles to adapt to his new home in Washington State. That all changes, however, when he signs up to be the school basketball team's manager and discovers that his pet dog, Bud, a stray golden retriever he took in, can play the sport amazingly well. After Bud joins the team, Josh's life brightens considerably until the dog's former owner returns in hopes of stealing the dog back. You don't remember Air Bud, B?
No, dog. No.
I can't imagine you ever watching that movie.
I don't remember.
I didn't watch it either.
I don't remember it. I don't just remember like previews of it or whatever. But, hey, to each his own.
Nelson, what up, man? What's your movie?
Hey, how we doing, man? I got a couple.
Okay.
I got for basketball, I got Sunset Park. It was like mid-90s, Fred Starr, Terrence Howard when he was young. It was a pretty good movie. You know, most sports movies got a happy ending. This one didn't really have that, you know, that happy ending to it, but it was a dope movie for the 90s. And then for soccer, I'm a big soccer guy. I like Green Street Hooligan. That was a good one with Elijah Wood.
Street Hooligan, he said?
Yo.
Yeah, it's about
the soccer. Isn't that a movie about Pele that was out there, too?
No, this one's about, like...
No, not that movie, but... Yeah.
Which one? Pele?
But there's a movie about Pele, though, too, isn't it?
I'm sure there is.
Probably.
But yeah,
what is I think my daughters just watched that. What is Green Street Hooligans? Texas?
It's about West Ham United, the soccer hooligans. Out there. Out there starting stuff. I don't think the kids would have watched
it. Yeah, my kids didn't watch that. All right, thanks for the call, Nelson. Appreciate you, bud.
Absolutely. Have a good one.
All right, bro.
Another good 90s movie was Blue Chips. Shaq was in it. I think Penny Hardaway. It was like, it was kind of bad, but also kind of good, if that makes sense. I enjoyed it. We got a ton of callers on this, so I'm going to keep it going. Craig is in Bowie. Craig, best sports movie.
Hey, how you guys doing? I don't know if it's the best, but how about The Replacements?
Oh, I love The Replacements.
Yep.
Wasn't that about the Washington Redskins?
Yeah. It was supposed to be about the 87 team that the replacement players during the strike went undefeated and played so well. One of my favorite all-time speeches, Keanu Reeves in the huddle. Pain heals, chicks dig scars, but glory lasts forever. I mean, can't say it better
than
that.
That was great.
Good call. Thanks, Craig.
Love the show. Thank you.
All right, thank you, man.
Appreciate you, bro. Josh is in D.C. Josh, what's your movie, dude?
Okay, I'm going to go back. I don't know if y'all remember, but The Sixth Man with Marlon Wayans.
No.
Anybody remember that?
I remember hearing about it. I didn't watch it, though.
I don't remember
that. It was about him and his brother played for the Huskies. And his brother passed away because he was hanging on the rim, and he fell, and he passed away. And then when Marlon was on the team, his brother's ghost was helping them be good, you know what I mean? Like manipulating the basketball as a ghost, The Sixth Man. And The Sandlot, I was going to say The Sandlot, that's a 4th of July movie, so that's like perfect.
Sandlot is good. I think my kids would enjoy that. Yo, what's my man's name? Squints? Makes out with Wendy Peppercorn, pretends to be drowning. Thank you, Josh. Appreciate you, man.
All right. Long shot. That's another one, The Long Shot.
What's that one?
I don't know. Ben just texted to me.
So if anybody texts B. Mitch a movie right now, he's going to say it on air.
I'm going to say it, and I'm going to say who told me.
I hope nobody. What?
So, Ben, tell us what the movie's about, because you can't play golf. I know that's it.
I hope nobody.
It may be a golf game.
I hope nobody texts you about your friend Debbie down in Dallas. I know you like that movie.
I know that's not a sports movie. But then again, it could be a sports movie.
It's a lot of effort.
Could have been a sports movie.
A lot of
movie.
Sweating.
Yeah. Had to overcome stuff.
I'll let you rule on this, B. Now, this dude is a good listener, Mark Henning. He always tweets in about the show.
Well, Mark.
Molly's Game. I don't know if you saw that. It's about poker, but it's pretty damn good.
It's about poker and sports.
Okay. There you have it. Molly's Game counts.
Yeah.
Let's go to Britton in Fort Washington. What's up, Britt?
What's up, guys?
What's up, man?
I'm pretty mad because the last caller and just took my movie. I wanted to talk. I specifically called in for The Sixth Man because I was like, how hasn't nobody said The Sixth Man yet? But he beat me to the punch. But I'm also surprised that no one has said the Waterboy.
Oh, Waterboy.
That's a good call. Waterboy.
Waterboy was a great movie.
Mama
say Bobby Boucher came in at halftime and the Mud Dogs won the bowl. Do you too? Do you? You got it. Like, come on, guys.
Thank
why
you,
why Crocodile so
absolutely,
honored?
Absolutely, guys. Talk to you later.
All right.
He got all them teeth, no toothbrush.
All right. B, I'm going to read you the plot to a movie, and then you can decide if you think it's good or not.
Uh-huh.
Mike and Jimmy are disconsolate after watching their favorite team, the Boston Celtics, lose a game in the NBA Finals. They hatch a far-fetched scheme to sabotage Lewis Scott, the star of the opposing team, who is known for his love of nightlife, by getting him very drunk and thus too hungover to perform in the next game. After the two inadvertently kidnap the player instead, they dither about whether or not to release their hostage.
That's a strange movie.
It's called Celtic Pride, and it got a 12 out of 100 on Rotten Tomatoes.
Wow.
That might be the worst sports movie. That could be a different category.
Well, if somebody thinks like that, they could like it. Landfill, you can say this over there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You say text me anything and I'll say it, so laugh and text me.
Yeah, I texted you, B, so you can say it.
Angels in the outfield.
Great movie.
I'll provide zero context, but I will tell you that B-Mitch brought up that movie during Cody's wedding.
Wow.
Did I?
Yeah.
Wow.
Remember when Cody's father-in-law came up with the category and Cody was like, I got nothing? Remember that?
Yeah.
That was your answer. Anyway.
What was my answer? I didn't say nothing about angels in the outfield. Oh, Debbie, you talking about?
Yeah, I'm talking about Debbie.
Oh, yeah.
Emil is in Alexandria. Emil, what's your favorite sports movie?
Yeah, what up, JP? What up, B-Mitch?
What up?
So my favorite sports movie was Rudy. And I got a fun fact about that. I was a student at Notre Dame when they filmed it. I think I was a sophomore. And we knew that there was like this big kind of low-budget film coming in. We were like, whatever is going on. They're just like setting up on our campus, but they were looking for extras. So me and my buddies, we all went up to see if we can get in the movie. We got like, so I'm in like two or three scenes of the movie.
Oh, really?
Of course I'm in the football scenes, where like we were playing, I think Georgia Tech at the time. And during halftime, they changed the scoreboard to like a different team, and the actors came in to like reenact that, you know, that famous scene of Rudy. But I'm also like in the dining hall scene. And there's like a couple scenes on the quad where we're like, me and my roommates are like throwing around a football. So
that's awesome, man.
That movie it's like, I love watching it because the campus has changed so much since then. You know, it's been over 20 years, but if I ever want to like a time capsule of what it looked like when I was there, I just watched the movie.
That's dope, man. I'm glad you get to enjoy that. Take care.
Yeah,
happy
awesome.
4th of July.
Yeah. Yeah, you too.
Back to that movie that I named. It's not Long Shot, it's Long Game. But after I just read about it, it's five Mexican-American guys that were caddies who wanted to learn how to play golf, so they created their own golf course, and they end up winning the 1957 Texas State High School Golf Championship.
That's cool.
So I would like, I'm going to have to go look that up.
It's on Netflix.
It is?
Yep.
All right, I'm going to have to check that out. You talk about some damn determination. Oh, I want to learn the game of golf. They ain't going to buy golf clubs. They built a whole damn golf course.
You know, I've read this thing about Seve Ballesteros, who I don't know a ton about. Obviously, he's an all-time great golfer.
Mm-hmm.
He grew up in like a small fishing village in the north of Spain, and they had no money, basically, it sounds like. And he would make his own golf clubs out of sticks. He would find old golf, like heads of golf clubs, make his own club out of a stick, and then he just went around and found rocks that were about the size of a golf ball, and that's how he learned to play.
Well, I tell you, like I said, he damn sure learned. Seve was good, dog.
Right. Whereas I have clubs and balls and stink. So
how about which golf man never took lessons? And he's real good too.
Bubba.
Not Bubba.
I've heard
the old school
Trevino.
Yeah, Lee Trevino.
I've heard the greatest
game. And you take lessons, and damn, you suck.
I haven't taken a lesson in a while.
I'm messing with you.
I'm playing this afternoon, B. We'll see.
You playing better, dog. You playing – well, I don't know.
I was playing better. I no longer am, but there was a period of time I was.
Am I your, like, you know – whenever you get around me, you just go the other way for some
I played well on the front the last – no, Kinlock I did not play.
You played very good when we played golf in
– at Congressional.
You know, when it was 116 degrees.
Yo, I just need to move to Arizona. That's the best place for my golf game. Shout out to Bill Strang if you're listening.
Strang.
I'm going to move into your guest house. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch Finley.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.